Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's kind of do maybe an overview, recap of this 2010 harvest season. We're done in the state of Oklahoma for all practical purposes, done in much of the southern plains for that matter, except for a few mud holes. As we look back now over it, is it as good or not as good as what you maybe were expecting around the 1st of May?
I think we're right in line kind of with what USDA estimates were at that 128.7 million bushel mark. I think in the back of my mind, as we've seen the crop being brought in throughout the state of Oklahoma, we've had a lot of high test weights out there from southwest on up into northern parts of the state, and also have heard a lot of different yields all over the board, but in a lot of instances have heard of a lot of good yields around that 30 bushel to mid-30s mark for southwest and central Oklahoma. And even as we got into some of the northern parts of the state, in north central, there were places up there where we had a lot of dryland wheat that had reports of mid-40s to mid-50s, and then on out into the panhandles, we had reports of a lot of mid-50s to mid-70s on some of the dryland wheat and even the irrigated wheat. So all in all, I think we'll be maybe even better suited to be a little higher than that 128 number that USDA has come out with. Certainly a different situation than what we had last year. Functionality test and things that we are seeing. We think that we do have a good crop out there that our buyers are going to want, but there are some things that we are going to have to work on too. We know we're trying to promote crop rotations for producers. We did see some dockage in the state in southwest and central and even on up into north central parts with a lot of the rye, Italian rye, that has become an issue for producers. And a lot of that, I think, come on last year whenever we had no crop out there after the April 6th and 7th dates. Those canopies were really thin, and it allowed those weeds to come in, and it carried on over into this year. So we are talking about crop rotation. And then also, I think, we're going to see wheat acres possibly decline in some instances this year, just based on we're going to see producers maybe going with a different rotation for grazing and things like that, so we can kind of take care of some of these issues.
I know that, of course, it's pretty compelling with the price of canola versus the price of wheat at harvest time. I know you've got a lot of guys that are going to look more seriously than they ever have before canola, not just because of the rotational weed issues, but also because of the economics.
Economics are a concern. At the beginning of harvest, things did look much different for us. We did have those protein issues out there that we did think that we were going to see whenever we came on in Texas and southwest Oklahoma. Those protein numbers, are very important to the bakers in our domestic and foreign markets for functionality tests. And there's a large supply of wheat out there worldwide right now. And so there was concern when we were getting those numbers in at that 10.9 to maybe 11.2 that we were going to have some functionality problems, and so people were kind of shying away from buying it at that time. Looking at the crop as we did move on up into the northern parts of Oklahoma and into the western parts of Kansas, we did see those protein numbers rise. We saw anywhere from 11.9 to 12.5 on those. So as we have seen tests now coming in from central Kansas on the protein readings from those regions from Texas on into central Kansas right now, we see an average at 11.7 last year. Our average was at 12.1, so we think that we are going to have a much better marketable crop than what we had at this time last year.
As we think about this whole thing we had with the problems with some Gulf locations saying we're not going to buy any wheat right now. I know we got some backup on some trains, all those kind of things. Did we, from what you've understood from talking to some of our folks, our elevator folks here in the state, did we solve most of those problems on an immediate basis?
I think on an immediate basis now, because we are seeing that there is going to be a crop out there that's going to be available to blend with. We also have to realize that there were also buyers in the marketplace, and there were a lot of people that were short in the commodities market, I think, at this point in time. So that's also had an impact, and that's also why we've seen the price rise here in the last couple weeks. But all in all, I think we have a better crop. Also, we do have to remember that Canada didn't get a lot of their crop put out, and we are also seeing severe droughts in Russia and Europe right now. So that's also going to have an impact as to what we are when they bring on their wheat crops that we are looking at. And I think we're seeing the price respond to that as well.
Right. You know, as we think about some of the efforts that the Wheat Commission is trying to do to basically position this crop, to sell this crop, to interact with buyers. This is an ongoing process, but you've had several folks that you've had a chance to work with, I know, in recent weeks. You were down in the Miami area, southern Florida area, I know, at a conference here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, a couple of weeks ago we did have the Latin American Millers Buyers Conference, where we did have several buyers from Bakers and Millers in Central and South America. You know, when we were at that conference at that point in time, the price was right for a lot of those buyers. And so we did have a lot of people interested in our crop. We had the functionality test available for them. A lot of discussion went on what we can do on our end to make this crop better. As far as what we had seen from survey responses from them when they did come in, they felt like that U.S. wheat had a lot of the quality attributes that they were looking for, and ranked in their surveys that they had the highest quality attributes that they were looking for of anywhere in the world. And so we did realize that price was right at that time, and we have seen a lot of sales take place because of that last week. We also think that that might be some help, too, in the marketplace.
I know that the Wheat Commission, OSU, and some others will be gathering to talk about reviewing the 2010 crop in early August. As we think about that, as we think about what you've seen, what are some lessons that you think maybe we need to take out of this year's crop that'll help us as we plant the 2011 crop?
I really think that, you know, we've got to get out of this mindset that we can just do maybe a weed on wheat rotation. We've got to have something else out there, whether that be if producers, you know, have a wheat and stalker cattle operation, they need to look at their grazing rotations out there, but also might want to look at the rotations that are possible, especially in the south, southern parts and central parts of the state that might be available readily made to them through canola practices, and then also doing crop rotations just, you know, maybe even with soybeans or corns up in the northern parts of the state where the climate will allow for that a little bit better than we have here in South and Central Oklahoma. But I think that's the one thing that we're going to see being really discussed about is the weed issue. I also think that we're also going to see a lot of discussion about nitrogen applications, what producers can be doing to that, because higher nitrogen a lot of times also means that we do see higher protein levels. As we've looked in the southwest and central parts of Oklahoma, we are also going to have data that's available that show that producers in these regions, that the sale of nitrogen has declined in these areas, and we also think that that's going to have some type of correlation with what we've seen out there in the fields with the lower protein levels as well. So there's going to be a lot of discussion on nitrogen efficiency usage, and then there's also going to be a lot of discussion on crop rotations in order to clean up the dockage situations that producers are seeing.